It is 10:35 at the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. This is the Jennifer and Wendy Show. Thank you so much for joining us today and for telling all your friends that you're listening to the Big 550. Many of you have learned over the past several days of the former Tonight Show host Jay Leno seeking a conservatorship for his wife of 40 plus years. Her name is Mavis, and we thought this was something that we really needed to talk about. So we've asked the medical director of Parc Provence, Dr. David B. Carr. Dr. Carr is a professor at Washington University School of Medicine and the director of clinical services for the university's Division of Geriatrics and Gerontology, a nationally recognized expert in the field of memory care. Dr. Carr, thank you so much for being with us today.
Wendy, glad to be here.
We know that at Parc Provence, you have exceptionally important relationships with the families of your residents. Can you tell us about what leads someone like Jay Leno to make this type of decision?
Yes, I think it's so common with cognitive impairment in late life. And it can, you know, it's not all about dementia and Alzheimer's. There could be stroke, traumatic brain injury. People lose their cognitive abilities, and some of those have to do with how they organize their life, remember to pay bills, depending on the type of deficit. For Alzheimer's, very early on, people often have difficulty handling their finances. So it's not uncommon where loved ones will step in to take that over.
Dr. Carr, is there a blood test to diagnose Alzheimer's?
There is. It's a very exciting time. I think what's fair to say about them is they're still in the early stages of validation. A lot of blood tests have cropped up across the globe. Typically, they're validated against a specific type of test we call the amyloid PET scan. But most of the studies so far have been in research samples and typically predominantly white and high educated participants. So there's a lot of effort right now to take these tests out in the real world. And thankfully, there's an investigator at WashU, Dr. Randy Bateman, and colleagues that have just gotten a significant funding award from NIA to take these tests, one that he specifically in the lab has developed, and apply them in real-world clinical settings, internal medicine clinics, neurology clinics, to determine their validation. There are some studies or blood tests out there right now that some are offering, but I think it's a little early yet for insurance to cover. And so I do think more work to be done around that. But they're here, and I think they're going to be increasingly accepted. And we're finding that for the new monoclonal antibody treatment that many of the insurance companies are accepting. The blood test based on the validation that's been done already.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. David Carr. He is Parc Provence's medical director, and he is a professor at Washington University School of Medicine. Doctor, let's talk about risk factors and risk reduction. Are we doing as much as we can to help ourselves, in your opinion?
Well, we can always do more, but I have been very impressed with the literature. Lancet is a journal that in 2020 did a deep dive review here. And there are a lot of risk factors, and some of these do have a potential for treatment. You look at excessive alcohol, lack of exercise, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, sleep apnea, atrial fibrillation, lack of socialization, low education. These are a traumatic brain injury with loss of consciousness. So these are all areas that have risk. And by, you know, working and looking and examining, do you have these risk factors or not? I do think you can make a dent in slowing the onset and or the trajectory of the disease.
And I understand you do research on conditions that can impact driving in older adults. You've done studies on this?
Correct.
At what point should an older adult stop driving? I know we had this with my dad where we felt like he should not, but we were not the medical professionals.
Great question. And I don't think research has definitively answered that question. But I do think there are some practical, common sense things that families and patients can look at. One is if in the setting of a dementia, you've had an at-fault crash, most people in that situation will say, hey, it's time. And second is if your driving has deteriorated to the point that people don't feel safe and comfortable around you, that's obviously a pretty good sign. But we do find even in people who seem okay, they'll come in and they'll get their tests and we'll see that their visual search and their reaction time is very delayed to the point that we know in the literature they are at risk. You'd like to prevent that first accident because any crash for an older adult can really result in serious injury. So in that situation, we will often refer to a driving rehabilitation specialist, typically an occupational therapist who's based at a hospital rehab and can go out and actually do a performance-based road test.
Are people being diagnosed at earlier ages, Dr. Carr?
Oh, my God. You've got that. That is correct. I go back 30 years ago, and it was very common when people came into our memory clinic. They'd have a moderate to advanced dementia. And now we're getting people just on the cusp when they're starting to maybe repeat a little bit or maybe their judgment's impaired. It is really, the envelope's been pushed out. And I think a lot of that has to do with recognition and education and the Alzheimer's Association and getting the word out.
And so, Dr. Carr, if that is the case, is there anything that can be done to reverse Alzheimer's or just postpone it?
So postpone it, I think, is where we are in 2024. There's a whole area of research and pharma that is focused in on what we call monoclonal antibody therapy, basically infusions or injections that take care of the Alzheimer's protein. So far, studies have shown we can slow the disease down, but we haven't yet been able to stop it or improve it. But so much research is going into this area, we hope we can be there soon.
Well, that is fantastic. Dr. David Carr, the medical director of Parc Provence and a physician with Washington University. We've wanted to chat with you for a long time. We sure do appreciate your time, Dr. Carr.
Thank you, Dr.
You're
Carr.
You're very welcome.